Now, Dominic, Bruce Murray, Rich Gannon, thanks for being with us. Appreciate the time. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, Dominic, I would say maybe not relieved, but maybe thrilled, because once you get back to Detroit, you won't be paying for any meals anytime soon. I don't think, anyway.
I hope not. I hope not.
But seriously, I mean, you know, this is your franchise quarterback. It's always great when a guy goes out and performs well and gets rewarded, gets compensated. How happy are you for your quarterback, Matthew Stafford?
I'm happy, extremely happy for him. I mean, when anybody gets paid in this league, you know how hard that is. But especially for him, you know, I have a little closer bond to him. And he's well-deserving. I always said from the beginning, this guy is going to be the guy. You know, it's Stafford or bust, you know, for everybody there. And you know, he's been the guy, and then, you know, what I saw this offseason was some good stuff from him, so I'm happy for him.
You know, I said, Dominic, that you've been there for a long time. You've snapped the ball to a lot of different quarterbacks, and it's been a long time since we can say Detroit's actually had a franchise quarterback. You know, share with us what you've seen in his 4 years of development in Detroit.
You know, this guy came in, and he was a day one starter with us. You know, just his mindset, you know, the way he saw the field, the way he saw plays. Obviously, you know, a lot, the game slowed down a lot for him now. But, I mean, from day one, he was a starter in this league. And he took that and ran with it and, you know, took us to the playoffs. We had a minor setback last year, but, you know, I think, I don't think his numbers, you know, dipped at all. I mean, I think he threw the ball and set a record, you know, that was, you know, probably one of the top receivers in the game, you know, that maybe in the game of all time. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's progressed well and, you know, really taking ownership of this team. And that's, you know, that's what franchise quarterbacks do.
Dominic, you mentioned the setback last year. That may be putting it mildly. You guys, you won the opener. You dropped the next three games, eventually the final eight. I know that you had talked about it as an organization. I'm sure that Coach Schwartz addressed it at the season-ending meeting and, of course, probably in the spring. What happened last year, and how do you correct it moving forward?
Yeah, I think if you ask anybody, they'll tell you the same thing. You know, I think we got comfortable. You know, we had some off-field issues, some issues that, you know, that the whole team got sidetracked. And it carried over to the season. You know, we got back on track there. We won three in a row. I think we got back to 4-4, and then, you know, things went south. They went south. We lost some close ones at the end of the games there. And, you know, I think everybody got comfortable. And, you know, people, you know, were crowding us and, you know, saying they're going to be back in the playoffs, this and that. And you know, we're back under the radar, just where we like it right now.
Well, you know, one of the issues you had was with a wide receiver, Titus Young, who, again, I talked with Rich about this before the show, amazingly tried to sabotage plays by lining up in the wrong spot. I mean, how aware were you of that when the plays were actually going on? What was it like getting back in the huddle with this guy?
You know, I don't think we had any idea, and that was you know, Matthew handling it on his own, and we had no idea, you know, what he was doing. It's really too bad. It's, you know, like a bad dream that got worse, you know, especially for him. I mean, you feel bad, and, you know, you really send your prayers and thoughts out to the guy, because, I mean, it's a lot more serious than just the game. So, you know, that was last year, and it's kind of, you know, everybody went through it, everybody grew from it, and, you know, I think everybody's on the same page now. I know everybody's on the same page.
Dominic, I know you're excited about this upcoming season. You add a running back that I think it gives you the explosive play that you've surely been missing. He's a big play back. Just your thoughts on what you've seen so far in the OTAs and minicamp from Reggie Bush.
You know, I think that's the word you got to use with him, explosive. He's an every down back. You know, he's there, you know, wanting to be there. I mean, that's what you want, you know, out of a guy, you know, that you sign to a big deal. You know, we can't forget, this guy was one of the most electrifying, you know, college football players ever. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, the highlight reel runs and, you know, breakaway runs again, like we had in Javid. And he's just a great guy to be around, a great teammate, and, you know, brings us a lot of knowledge because of where he's been, and that's been to the Super Bowl and won it.
You know, I know that everybody wants to enjoy what's left of their offseason, Dominic, and you've got a little over a week left before you have to get back to work. But, you know, with what this team went through last year and what you saw you could be 2 years ago, is there just a desire to get back this year faster than it would be in other offseasons and kind of, you know, start the work that you thought you'd be completing last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody came back, you know, at the end of the last minicamp, the last thing we were together, I think it was kind of like, our offseason went by fast. I think it was because everybody's hungry. And, you know, to even take it a step further, I texted Matthew last night, you know, just a quick congratulations. I mean, obviously, you know, for obvious reasons, but, you know, his text, his reply to me was, he was, thanks, man, now let's win. And that says it all. I think that's kind of like the mantra of the whole team, you know, put all that aside and let's win.
Dominic, obviously, major changes along the offensive line. We've been talking about the number of times you threw the ball last year as an offense, 727 times, and yet quarterback Matthew Stafford's only sacked 29 times a season ago. When you look at the changes up front, two new tackles, Backus is gone, Charles is gone, Riley Reiff moves in on the left side. You could have three new stars on that offensive line. How are things coming, and particularly at the tackle position? How concerned are you about the tackle position?
You know, I think Riley was drafted for that very reason. When Jeff was ready to go, he was ready to step in, and he's done a great job this offseason. He's nasty. He put on some weight, got stronger, and it's exactly what we want, you know. And, you know, the right side was sort of self out. And, you know, I think, you know, the guys that are fighting for those jobs, and they, you know, I think they learned from the group before. The group before, you know, set a pretty good example. I mean, there's a bunch of, you know, hardworking veterans. And I think that, you know, there's a nice little blueprint for the guys coming up. But, you know, there's a lot of talent in that room right now.
Yeah, and last one for me, Dominic. How hard is it to develop the chemistry? You know, even though, you know, you've got guys that have been fighting hard for their position, but, you know, two new tackles, how hard is it to develop chemistry as an offensive line with those guys?
You know, I think Riley's going to mesh in quicker than everybody thinks. I mean, he was on the field a lot, you know, as a tight end last year in the run game. And so I think that's, you know, that's part of the reason why he meshes so well, so fast. And, you know, I think training camp will take care of itself with everybody else. I think, you know, we're all looking forward to that and, you know, being able to work together and, you know, get meshed and, you know, really gel as a line and, you know, get that run game going and protect our quarterback.
Well, we'll let you go on that because I know you got to make a flight as you enjoy what's left of your offseason. Dominic, listen, thanks for the time to be with us today. Best of luck as you get set to start your season. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.